Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong.
She's strong.
The influence of your favorite song. Incredible what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Walking in Power. I tell you, when Antonio Lawrence sings that song, The Power of a Woman, it really gets me going. That's Antonio Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. It can be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I just love that song, and thank you, Antonio, for allowing us to use that as our theme song. Let me share with you a little bit about our sponsors and advertisers. Moby Flyer. It's a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone. It does everything a print flyer should do but can't. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MOBIFLYERS.MOBI. MOBIFLYERS.MOBI for more information. Tell me, do you have the 2015 Women of Power official ringtone? It's here. It's free. Download now. The official Women of Power 2015 Matters of the Heart ringtone for your Apple or Android device. That's bit.ly/givingmylove. bit.ly/givingmylove. The official 2015 ringtone, Matters of the Heart. Now let me hear a little bit from our advertisers.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
I'm so excited this morning to have our very, very special guest with us. I've been looking forward to this interview, and as we say, we have powerful interviews with powerful people, and she carries a powerful anointing. I'm speaking of none other than Minister Sarah Hurd, host of Time in the Word. Sarah Simmons Hurd is an ordained minister and has served on various ministry boards, leadership teams, and community projects. She served as director of My Cup, running over missionary ministry at Green Pastors Ministry for over 28 years and was a member there for 33 years. Minister Hurd joined the Refreshing Place Ministry under the pastoral leadership of her son-in-law, and daughter in 2014. She was the co-host of The Bobby Hurd Show, WATC TV 67 Atlanta, for 3 years with her husband until he passed in 2013. The show aired for 15 years, and as of August 4th, 2013, Dr. Hurd began to host A Time in the World with Sarah Hurd, being Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Ms. Hurd received her Bachelor of Arts degree in Biblical Education from Beulah Heights University in Atlanta, Georgia, and a Master and Doctorate of Theology from North Carolina College of Theology in Wilmington, North Carolina. I present to you my very own, I call her my own, but I fell in love with her, Minister Sarah Hurd. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. BJ. Good morning. It is a joy to be here. I'm excited about all that you do and kingdom building, and I'm excited about being on this show this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I'm just trying to keep up with you. I'm trying to keep up with you now.
No, I'm keeping up with you.
When I spoke to you prior, I was really interested and wanted to have you on the program because the times I've been around you, you just carry such an aroma, I would say, of wisdom. And I know this month we will be talking about mothers who motivate. And and you just came to my, you were just so forefront. It was like you were right in the forefront of my mind because I knew and I believe that God has given you something that could help our ladies, our young ladies, even the ladies our age that maybe have not experienced, been exposed to mothers who motivate. So, and I know you have your own story, but what motivates you and causes you not to give up?
Well, you know, Dr. BJ, first and foremost is my trust and my faith in God's word. And I know that may sound a little like a cliche, but it is true. And then really knowing truly that the word is true and that gives life regardless of my situation. God is still God regardless of what I go through, what I come through. He is still God. And that's my motivating factor. Many times things happen, but we've got to have something that we've got to anchor our soul to. And what truly motivates me is the word, because I, as a mother and as a lady in Zion, a woman in Zion, a mother in Zion, and you know what? And that's a motivational factor as well. Knowing who you are in this season of life and being happy with you, and knowing that God has a plan for you keeps me motivated as well.
You said something key there, knowing who you are and which season you're in. Why does it appear that some of our mothers in Zion are not recognizing their season? What's going on there?
Well, I think that we've not come to grips with who we are. We don't like where we are. You know, for those that are not mothers in Zion who are kind of like, oh, no, baby, I need to hang out with you. But you've got to rest in the grace that God has you in at this season. I don't, you know, when I look at my life, I don't want nothing from yesterday except my weight. That's the only thing that I have. And I can get that if I work hard enough. But that's the only thing I want from yesterday. And I think that a lot of women are not accepting their position and season in this season of life is because they're trying to go back and get and recapture something that they lost or didn't get yesterday. Well, yesterday is gone. And if we, when we come to grips with ourselves, knowing who we are and that God has a plan for us at this season and at this moment, then I think that we can steady ourselves and ready ourselves to help others. It's about helping others. That's why we're here, to help somebody else. You're not here all, you know, for yourself, but you're here to help somebody else.
So speaking along those lines, do you have any specific tools to not only motivate you but others as well?
Well, of course, as I stated first, first thing is the word. And then having that assurance again, that God has a plan for my life. You know, I told them the other day, I said, this is my soapbox and I'm going to preach it forever, is that I want people to know that God has a plan for your life. It's okay about the plan that he had for your mother, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your pastor, and for those that mentor you, that's fine. But he didn't leave you out. He has a plan for you. Now, that plan was set before the foundation of the world. And that plan is that's the plan that he wants us to work out of today. He has a plan. And I think that that's one of the missing ingredients in our lives for many people, is that you don't realize that God has a plan for you. You just think that you're just going alone, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But God has a plan. And in Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 4, it talks about according as God has given unto just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. We were chose in him before the foundation of the world. And because he chose us in him before he formed the world, we were a seed with him. And in that seed, he placed everything that we would do and every ability to get it done. And so my charge is to people today, women, men, and whomever will listen, is let's work out of that plan. Let's work out of the plan that God has set before us and before he formed the world. So that's what I like to encourage people to do, is to know that God's got a plan for your life.
Wow. I told you, audience, we would be gaining great nuggets and wisdom from Minister Hurd. And I'm just so in awe of how the clarity just comes forth, because it is very important that we understand that there is a plan for our life. I posted this morning that planning is crucial, yet execution of the plan is essential to the manifestation of the vision.
Oh, absolutely.
And like you said, so many times we don't even recognize that there is a plan for our lives. And I think that's why we don't go forward. So let me ask you this. Do you think sometimes that the plan, they're looking at someone else's plan and saying, well, my plan isn't big enough, or my vision isn't big enough, or I can't accomplish this? Do you think maybe that's why sometimes they don't operate fully in their God-given plan?
Oh, absolutely. We try to judge ourselves by the standards of others. We judge ourselves sometimes by the labels others place on us. They place a ceiling. Many times people will not go any further because someone spoke that. How dare you think that you can accomplish this? How dare you believe that you can be here or you can be there? You know, and then they let that become a ceiling for them. And then they don't go forth. They'll push you in your plan, but they'll sit back, well, no, I can never do that, and I can never have that. But it's not so. Whatever the plans that God has for you, there are the plans for you. It may not be my plan, and it won't be like may not be like my plan, but it'll be your plan. See, God orchestrated plan that he has for our lives. It's just not something he just threw out there and threw it up in the air and let it come down and it'll be what it'll be. But no. He ordained a plan for your life. You know, if he knows how many hairs on our head, and I say in our weaves and wigs as well, don't you know he knows how to work our plan? He knows how to work the plan that he has set for us. And, you know, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says that, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. God has a future for every one of us. And many times people think, when they don't think that they're qualified or good enough, they think it's just for the ministry, fivefold ministry gifts. But no, it is for everybody. And today, we need all hands on deck to reach a dying society. We need all hands on deck.
Wow. I tell you, you are hearing from Minister Sarah Hurd. We're going to have one more of our advertisers, but don't move. Tell someone to tune in, log on. We're hearing from Minister Sarah Hurd. We'll be right back.
Are you a woman looking for some passion and purpose in God? If you are, come get your fire ignited with women from around the world. The Women in Purpose Ministries presents the 2015 Gathering of the Eagles Conference. This year's theme is Let Your Fire Fall. Are you ready for the reign of God's fire and glory upon your life? Do you want more of God in your life? Do you want to experience a greater manifestation of God's power? If this sounds like you, join other Eagles at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, 2158 McDaniels Bridge Court, Lilburn, Georgia, on Friday, June 5th, at 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 6th at 9 a.m. You can register for free at womanonpurpose.org. Lunch will be served on Saturday after the event. Did I mention it's free? See you there and let his fire fall.
I'm looking forward to meeting you all there. Again, register at womanonpurpose.org. It's going to be a great time in the Lord and letting the fire fall. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting you there. We're back now with Minister Sarah Hurd, and I told you you would be blessed, and I knew you would, and we're just hearing such great, great words of wisdom from her. To ask you something, Minister Hurd, how do you become motivated again after disappointment?
Well, for me, come to grips with the real issues that I'm facing. You know, so many times we don't want to come to grips with what we are dealing with. Of course, we got the word of faith that we will speak over it. But then you got to realize this is true. This is what has happened. This is a fact. Now, I'm going to go to God's word on it so I can be delivered or I have my peace in the middle of this storm. But come to grips with the real issues. And I had to just come to grips with the real issues that I was facing. And then not only that, but steady yourself. And when I say steady yourself, just calm down. Get in a place of undisturbed quietness and start to deal with the issue that you're facing. And one of the things that I think that we have to do is to find out what naturally has to take place. If it's somebody, if you got to go to court, you can't be up there praying and saying you're not going to go to court. If they're requiring you to be at court, naturally you've got to go to court. But you go to court and you pray as well. And then you got to be real to yourself. I had to be real with myself. And in every disappointment, I had to examine myself and to make sure that I was not having unrealistic expectations. I had to examine myself, and then I had to also be fair to myself and to others involved. And one of the greatest things, and especially when it deals with unresolved issues and unhealed hurts and so forth, you've got to know how to forgive. And forgiving is not forgiving and forgetting really to me go hand in hand, because if you're going to remember it, are you going to regurgitate it? And it's painful, then you haven't truly forgiven. So you want to, if you regurgitate this, you want to talk about it from the standpoint of a testimony and not from the standpoint of pain. So you want to always speak from your place of peace and not from your place of pain. And so in order for you to move forward in this thing, you must forgive. Now, sometimes we kind of move forward, we got to limp, but we're moving. So you got to move on in the right direction. You got to steady yourself and move on in the right direction.
Amen, amen. So those are some great tools that you've just given us, and I pray that as those that are listening, including myself, that we take heed to that. Because the process that Ms. Ernie just shared with us can take you to your place of peace and remove you from your place of pain. I truly believe that. I cannot believe our time is winding up soon, but I wanted to ask you if you would, what maternal word would you speak into the life of someone that's listening today? You said something so key earlier. You said this is not about us to help someone. So if you could, would you please speak into someone's life this day, a maternal word?
Well, I would say if I had to choose one word, it would be now. This is your now time. God has a purpose, and he has a plan for your life. All of us have gone through and are going through things, but we cannot let what we are going through define us, nor can it stop us. But we must understand that God is still in control. And wherever you are, there's someone that needs what you have to give. And then when we hold on and don't allow God to work through us, then we are delaying the destiny of another. I don't know about you, but I don't want to delay anybody's destiny. But I want to let everyone know that now is your time. It's not going to come. This is your set time. This is your now time. This is time for you to shake off everything that has been holding you back. Untangle yourself from the affairs of the world or from things that are keeping you from moving forward. I want you to know that God has not forgotten you. You are just as important to God as I am. None of us have no great seat. We are all God's children, and he loves all of us the same. So shake off everything that's holding you, that's tying you up. Just flip it off in the name of Jesus and know that this is your time and you need to purpose yourself to help someone.
Amen, amen. Oh, great, great. Oh, awesome, awesome. Great word, great word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ms. Herr, tell us about your book, A Time in the Word, and how our listening audience can view you every Sunday morning.
Amen. Well, A Time in the Word was birthed out of my husband's show. As I said earlier, he was on television for 15 years, WATC TV 57, out of Atlanta, and he invited me to come and start sharing the word. And he had been there for about 12 years, but I started coming to share the Bible, and it just grew and grew, and people wanted to know more about it. So I created my first book, and it's called The Time in the Word with Sarah Hurd. And what I've done, I've taken excerpts from the show and expounded on it even more and wrote a book. And it's a study guide, so you'll have questions and answers and things like that. I love to teach, so it's a teaching tool for many. And you can go on Amazon.com and purchase the book. I thank God for what he's doing. And I'm seeing every Sunday morning, WATC TV 57 in Atlanta, www.watc.tv at 6 a.m. in the morning. And we are also seeing in UBN television broadcast out of Boonville, Mississippi, TV 34, and 39 out of Tupelo, Mississippi. So we are excited about what God is doing in this season of our lives. We just want to move forward, and we want to conquer all the territory that God has given us to conquer.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm so honored that you took the time to stop by Walking in Power. You and I have had an opportunity to minister together and getting ready to do something else on WATC TV 57 together. And God is just really, he's doing a great work. And I'm just thankful to be a part of your journey.
Well, I am just delighted and so honored and humbled to meet you. And so you're such a powerful woman and your vision. I love your vision. And God is, you're an inspiration to me. And I thank God for meeting you and hooking us up. And we know some people that know the same people, and we're meeting new people. And I love it. I love, the thing is, too, I want to encourage people, love your life. Love your life.
Right.
Love your life.
That's right. That's a good word. That's a good word. Well, again, another powerful interview with another powerful person, Minister Sarah Hurd. It was awesome. We had a great time. Listen, whatever you do and wherever you go, always. Until next time, I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford.